and not talk about freedom.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're returning to Psalm 96. We began this message last week, and you can go back and hear it at our website, considerhisword.org, so you can kind of put it all together so that you get the first part of this message as well. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you've got to do is just simply contact us in some way, and we'll send you one of these. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. These prayer journals are just simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or a Bible case or fits into your purse quite easily, a place where you can write down your prayer requests, pray, and then mark them off as God answers those prayer requests. And so we'd love to send you one. You just simply need to contact us. And I promise you this, we're not going to add you to a mailing list. We're not going to send you requests, letters and letters and letters begging for money. We're not going to put you on an email list or anything like that. It's a simple transaction. You write to us, we send you the prayer journal, you pray for us, and that's it. So the prayer journals you can get at our website or through our website, considerhisword.org. There's a link that says contact us. Simply click on that, give us an address, where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get one of these prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Secondly, you can just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, we love to get the letters, and we get many letters requesting the prayer journal. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been reading in Psalm 96 and looking at particularly one little phrase that we found in verse 4 that simply says, above all. And so I would like to read the text again because it really begins with our first one, that the Lord is above all. So Psalm 96, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth." All of this chapter is about worshiping the Lord because He is the God above all gods. He said, "For all the gods of the nations are idols." Now, we are to worship Him above all gods, above all the gods of wood and stone, I mentioned last week that the little phrase "above all" is used some 50 times in the King James Bible. It means that he is to be higher than all others. You know, Paul said in Colossians 1 that he is to have the preeminence, the first place. It means the most important, the one that should stand out above all others. And certainly the Lord is above all. But there is another "above all" that I found that I think is important as well. And this is over in the New Testament. If we go over to Colossians. And I touched on this just a little bit last week. We didn't get very far with it. Mostly I had time to read it, and that was about it. But I want you to see this because I think this is very interesting and an interesting Bible study all in itself. It's Colossians 3, beginning in verse 12. Paul said, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all," there it is again, "and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful." Above all, he said here, to put on charity. Above all, above what things? He gives us a whole list of things here. I want to kind of go through them quickly. He said that above all, he said, put on therefore, we go back to verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, as children of God, as followers of God, as people who are saved. He said, you put on these things, bowels of mercy. What a strange statement. Bowels of mercy, I believe, mean a deep-seated compassion. You know, the bowels speak of the inner man, of the inner person, down in the heart. Have you ever heard somebody say, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart? So this compassion comes from deep down inside. He went on and said not only this compassion, bowels of mercy, but also kindness. Just being kind to each other. Boy, have you ever met people who are just sour and bitter? He said to put on kindness. Christian people ought to be kind. He then says that we ought to have the put on the humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind means that we are humble. We're not filled with pride, let's put it that way, but filled with that humility. Romans 12:3 says it this way, "For I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly or seriously according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." And then he mentions meekness. I think these go together. And then he says long-suffering. Long-suffering means that sometimes we may just have to put up with stuff. You know, long-suffering means exactly that. Suffer through a few things. You may have to endure through a few things. And then in verse 13, he talks about putting on forgiveness, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Oh, boy, do we ever need that forgiveness in our world today, in our lives today. And so he gives us this list of great attributes. But then he says, and above all these things, above the bowels of mercy, the compassion, above the kindness, above the humbleness, above the meanness, above the long-suffering, above the forgiveness, put on charity. Now, the charity here, the word is agape. It is God's love. You know, there are several Greek words that are translated love or that mean love. Charity is one of them. And charity here is God's love, the greatest love. 1 Corinthians 13:13, the great love chapter, at the end of the chapter, it says, "Not by the faith, hope, charity," or love, agape, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. The Bible goes to great lengths to teach us how that we ought to love each other and to love one another. There's one other above all that I want you to look at. It's over in Ephesians. And go back just a few chapters to Ephesians 6. And it's couched in another familiar passage of Scripture. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of it, but I want you to particularly see what stands out here that should be above all. Ephesians 6, I'm going to start reading verse 11. You may have heard this before. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel peace." Look at verse 16. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked." Now, let me go ahead and finish this. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now notice that in the armor of God, which is a whole Bible study in itself, but in all of these parts of the armor, all of the things that we read about here, where he talked about your loins girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, in all of these things, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. The most important part of your spiritual armor is faith. It is our shield, he said, against the wicked one. He said, with it we will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It really reads, fiery darts of the wicked one. I'll tell you what, Satan, he would love to destroy you. He is a destroyer. He's a deceiver. He's a destroyer. He's a disruptor. But when we have that shield of faith, you see, it quenches, he said, the fiery darts of the wicked. That shield is against all kinds of wickedness. That shield is against all the things and everything that comes against us, that the world throws at us, that Satan throws at us. It is the shield of faith. By faith, we simply mean believing. Believing what? Hebrews says, 6 says, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So that faith is in trusting God, trusting him for everything, but also trusting the Savior who came to die on the Calvary's cross so that we could have eternal life. Remember John 14, Jesus said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." And so above all, we see that the Lord is above all, that our love should be above all, and that our faith should be above all. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining us today. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.